Close your eyes, take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Notice where you feel the breathing in the body. Focus your attention there. And if long breathing feels good, keep it up. If it doesn't, you can change. Make it shorter, longer, shallower, deeper, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. Make up your mind you're going to stay with the breath and do the best to make it a good place to stay. We're entering the rains soon. This is the time of the year when people take on extra practices in order to accelerate their practice, realizing that each year passes by. We want to have something good to show for it, because otherwise all we have is the body that gets older, the brain that begins to dysfunction. What do we have to take its place? Well, we have the goodness we've developed. So here's a chance to accelerate your goodness. The monks will be here for 3 months. You can come to the monastery on a regular basis if you'd like to meditate. But whatever you see in terms of your practice, in terms of generosity, virtue, meditation, you want to make up your mind that this is going to be a special time. Now, when you make up your mind like this, it's called determination. And there are four factors for a good determination. The first one is discernment. In other words, you choose a wise goal, and you choose a wise way to reach that goal. You think in terms of what will lead to your long-term welfare and happiness, and especially what can you do that will lead to your long-term welfare and happiness. The wisdom and discernment there lies in the fact that you realize that happiness is something that's going to depend on your actions. And you want something that's long-term. Long-term is possible. It's better than short-term, which makes a lot of sense. Well, all too often we go for the short-term because it's easy to see. The long-term is going to require some effort. It's going to require some dedication. But you realize that once you've gotten the long-term happiness, it's going to last. It's not going to leave you. That's the kind of happiness you want. Then you think about what you have to do in order to be true to that determination. That's the second quality, is truth. Find something, look for something that's solid and reliable inside. It's going to require that you dig down deep inside into your mind. That's one of the reasons why we meditate. It's one of the reasons why we practice generosity and virtue. Because when we're generous, the mind opens up. When we're virtuous, the mind is proud of itself. And that's the kind of mind that's easy to look into. You'll see what's really solid in here, and what's deceptive, what's not deceptive. Anything that's deceptive, you throw it away. That's the third quality of a good determination, is relinquishment. You let go of the things that get in the way of genuine, true happiness. And finally, you train for calm. Because the ultimate happiness, the ultimate truth, is nibbana, which is totally calm, totally still. We have to learn how to appreciate that. That the mind that runs around and jumps around a lot may seem enjoyable, but it has a pleasure that doesn't really last. Whereas the pleasure that lasts is something that doesn't change on you, which is what you're looking for. So these are the four qualities for good determination. You ask yourself what in your own behavior you can do that help bring those four qualities about, and how you develop those four qualities higher and higher, so that they do lead you to the true happiness you want, happiness that doesn't disappoint, happiness that doesn't change. It is possible. That's the good news of the Buddhist teachings. All too many people think that the Buddha teaches nothing but suffering, suffering, suffering. But he actually teaches the end of suffering, and he shows the way there. It's going to depend on your actions. It's going to depend on your making up your mind that this is what you really want out of life, a true happiness, and not just the false happiness that we've been running after for so long. So think about what you want to do in order to accelerate your efforts for the next 3 months. So at the end of the 3 months, you have something good to show for it. As the body gets older, as time passes, everything gets older. But you want to develop good qualities in mind that don't get old, don't age, don't get ill, don't die. You have to dig down. You have to make that determination. It's not going to happen on its own. It happens when you make up your mind that that's what you really want. But then you ask, what else would you really want in life? You can probably think of a few other things, but if you have to sacrifice long-term happiness for a short-term happiness, is it really worth it? So ask yourself that question. Try to come up with a wise answer. And once you have a wise answer, then follow through with truth, relinquishment, and training for calm. That's the way in which you create a good life for yourself for the next 3 months, and that the next 3 months become a good foundation for even better things further on.